Welcome to the Do Weekly Podcast, a weekly challenge podcast for small business owners
by small business owners.
I'm Natalie MacLeese.
And I am Alex Vasquez.
You need a middle name.
I'm Alex Pasteurized Vasquez.
Are you like Destroyer of the Universe or something?
Oh, well, according to my simple bank account, my name is Alex the Devastator, Champion of the People, Vasquez.
Yeah, don't use that on the podcast.
I think I should use it. I just did use it, in fact.
Yeah, but I'm the editor.
Look, do you believe that that's my username on Simple?
Yes, you've shown it to me multiple times.
I know, I got right? it. No, I'm just saying, like...
And you've even shown me how you force the poor people who work there to address you that way in emails.
I don't force them to do it. Whenever I send them an email, I can see it in my mind's eye. They get, like, new support requests from Alex the Devastator, Champion of the People. Whoever gets that support request, they're giddy. They're like, oh my God, it's my day. I was born to go to school, to graduate, to get this job, to do the support request for this guy right here. They crack their knuckles, they start tapping away, and they get in this lengthy, just drawn out, prose-filled speech in response to my simple request. Please send me a new card. They love it. I love it. Everyone loves it. And I am one of the most amazing people I know.
It plays out a little differently in my head.
How does it play out in your head, Natalie?
They get that message and they get really angry and they stand up and throw their desk over and say, not this idiot again.
I think that was a very rude thing to say. You need to go to your own sandbox and play by yourself. So Do you want to talk about your life? Do you want to talk about my life? Do you want to talk about last week's challenge?
Last week's challenge!
Bitter-de-doo, bitter-de-doo. Okay.
It was our first guest challenge.
Yeah. So for those of you who did not listen, and why wouldn't you? You should go listen. We had our very first guest, and it was the wonderful Nathan Hirsch.
Of freeup.com
with three E's. Yeah, so we had a challenge from him. And what was the specific challenge?
That we had to outsource 10 hours of stuff.
I had a hard time with this. I was not able to do 10 hours of stuff.
No, me either. 10 hours is a lot.
10 hours is a lot, but that doesn't mean that it can't be done.
No, I think maybe it's a bit much in a week and like maybe you've got to build up to it.
I think that's probably true because the thing that I spend the most time on, I think, in email, I spend a lot of time writing code and things like that too. So
yeah.
I would say that those are kind of the two big areas where I spend a lot of my time. Mm-hmm. And so I should say that here's what I did do. I did go to freeup.com. Mm-hmm. And I signed up for an account. I haven't hired anyone yet. I signed up, and then the next day, I got a contact from someone on Skype. The person that I hired is someone who can help with just general WordPressy stuff. Just general support, which I kind of have now, but I'd like to try out the service from FreeUp because potentially I would like to have someone who can kind of wrangle my emails for me so I don't have to. And then maybe look at hiring someone to do some other administrative/marketing tasks that we just don't have capacity for. So maybe like running some ad campaigns or something like that.
Yeah, that's a really good thing to outsource, I think.
I do have some developers that I do send work to. So I do have like most of my support covered. And these are people who are going to be covering for me while I'm away. And these are also people who work on projects for me too. So I am doing that already, but I haven't outsourced additionally any more time or anything. But emails, more support, and possibly doing some marketing or sales are the three areas that I want to hit. So I would say I wasn't super successful this week in this particular challenge. But I do have some work that is getting done already by other folks. So that's kind of lame. I can do better.
All right.
Maybe not 10 hours better, but I'm going to certainly try.
I signed up for my account on FreeUp, and I hired somebody to help me get out my first Purple Pen Productions email newsletter.
I saw that, by the way. Congratulations. So you kind of nailed, you nailed a couple things there.
Yeah. So I've been kind of chipping away. That was the challenge I missed when I was sick. And I've been kind of chipping away at it, but with, I've just had a lot on my plate kind of recently. And then with all the other challenges, it's been hard to find the time and get it all done. But so I hired somebody in FreeUp. That was 4 hours, and they helped me get all the content. They helped write copy. They helped get it all into MailChimp, get the campaign all ready to go, picked out and made some images for it. So that was really nice. And then I had outsourced some Beaver Builder drag and drop site builder stuff to my regular assistant as well. I got up to about 6 or 7 hours outsourced.
I think that's really, really awesome, actually. Yeah. Yeah, that's superb. That's fantastic is what that is. So. Yeah,
and I was really happy with the person that I hired through FreeUp, so I think I'll hire him again to do the newsletter. I'm going to do the newsletter every other Wednesday.
Okay.
I think I'll hire him again to do it in 2 weeks.
Okay, well, I think that's fantastic. And not that, you know, we're necessarily, you know, shilling for FreeUp or anything, but I think that one of the things that's nice about it is that it's not actually a job marketplace or anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, you kind of get who you get in terms of the freelancer that you're kind of matched with or mm-hmm. assigned to your task. But I think that's good. I would rather get someone who's vetted, who's done solid work and just kind of given to me that I don't have to do the vetting myself.
Yeah. You know?
So that's the thing that I appreciate about it.
I think it worked out really well. I think, like, for me to be able to outsource more work, I think I need a little bit of a mental adjustment.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I get frustrated with is if I hire someone to do a task that's going to take 4 hours, I don't save 4 hours.
Right.
And especially if it's the first time I've hired them, I'm going to be lucky if I save about 2.
Right.
And then even when it's somebody who has worked with you multiple times and has a really good idea of how you work and what you want, I think you're lucky to save about 80% of that.
I don't know about that. I mean, it does take time to get people properly onboarded and getting people familiar with your processes and how you want them to work. So there is that investment of time for sure. So I think as you bring people on board, there's kind of an excess of time that you're spending getting them up to speed and, you know, helping them out with random stuff. And at first, yeah, totally. You're not saving much time. In fact, you're probably losing time, right?
Yeah. And then I get frustrated and then I think, well, why am I doing this? I'll just do it myself.
Right. Right. And the thing is you never do. Right?
Right.
And it's not just a you thing. It's everyone. It's everyone. We can't scale alone. And it's not even just about scaling. It's just building structure to your business and trying to grow it so that it's something that not only works for you today, but works for you tomorrow and further down the line into the future. Building a business that's built to last. That's the tough part. And
yeah, when you stay just one person, I think that's harder. It's harder to get away from the business and take vacations when you need to. And it's just harder to sustain that forever.
Yeah, it totally is.
So I need to make a mental adjustment and just get over, you know, like not saving as much time as I think I'm going to. Just look at it as an investment for saving time in the future.
Well, precisely. And that I could not say it better. That's precisely what this is about.
I'm perfect.
Natalie, you are pretty perfect, mostly perfect, except for that part that's not perfect, which is whenever you contradict me, and I'm right. But it's an interesting thing because it is hard to let go. It's hard to let go control of certain things that it is a real struggle. It does take a lot to prepare to let go of these things and to actually do it and take the deep breath and make it happen. I think a lot of people really struggle with that.
I think, though, going forward, I'm going to, each time that I'm working through things on my to-do list, I'm going to carefully think about, is this the best thing I could be doing with my time right now? Or is this something that I could train someone else to do? And just kind of work on getting more of it off my plate and outsourcing more of it off to someone else.
Your time might be better spent working on projects, doing some coding stuff, or if it's kind of lower level stuff, then you can definitely get help with that and spend your time developing business or something like that, right? Like really working to get that next level, or not next level, but getting that next customer. And I think for me, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm in a comfortable spot where I've got some good work lined up that I'm doing, but I want to keep growing too.
Right.
And it, like, how do I get to that next customer? What do I got to do? Yeah. And I think having help, that's the thing that's going to get me there, is getting more help and putting a strategy together and just having people that will get it done.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, yay us.
Yay. Ready to head into the next challenge?
Oh, gosh. Am I ever?
It is to eat a giant chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, again?
No, I'm just kidding. That's not the challenge.
I think the challenge, Natalie, is... This week's challenge is brought to you by the... It is brought to you by quitting. Straight up, hardcore, full-blown, no regrets, quitting.
So we want people to be a quitter this week.
It's okay to be a quitter. It's okay to quit.
But what about the saying, quitters never win?
Well, whoever came up with that is obviously a turd. And they don't know what they're talking about. Because, you know what? Johnny Lawrence in The Karate Kid got kicked in the face. And he couldn't keep going. And plus, he lost down on points. In mixed martial arts bouts all the time, people quit. Because, you know what? It's not in their best interest to continue. Because they're taking punches to the face.
What?
Look, in the movie, in the great American iconic movie, just slathered in testosterone and kickassery is Bloodsport. And at the end of the movie, and I'm sorry if I'm, spoiler alert, I'm about to tell you the ending of Bloodsport, which came out in the 80s.
Frank Dukes, haven't seen it yet.
You should watch it. It will put hair on your face. Frank Dukes, okay. Played brilliantly by Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh boy.
He makes his opponent say bate, which loosely, if I pronounce that right, I don't think I did, but it basically means uncle.
Okay.
So he won the fight by making his opponent say, I quit, uncle.
Uh-huh.
Because otherwise, you know what? He would have lost an arm, lost his face. I just explained the situation.
Like, we're way off track.
We're not off track because there's a common theme here. There's a common theme. Sometimes it's okay to quit because it's not in your best interest to continue.
You went around the long way to get there, buddy.
Look, I am the king of the long cut.
The long cut.
I never take the shortcut. Yeah, so we're talking about quitting something this week.
Quit putting your time towards something that maybe is not something that's serving you right now.
Yeah, and you know, this is something that came... I pitched this idea to you because it seemed like something that was timely. And it's something that I've thought about a lot lately. And it felt like it was a good time to bring it up.
A good time to quit something.
A good time to quit something.
You know, I quit a whole bunch of things about a year ago.
Oh, why don't you take us down memory lane? What did you quit?
I stepped down as chapter leader of the Los Angeles chapter of Girl Develop It.
Uh-huh. And that was something that... How much time were you spending with Girl Develop It, with or being the organizer for that chapter?
10 to 20 hours a week.
That's a lot of time. That's a part-time job.
Yeah.
How much were they paying you for that part-time job?
I paid for it, but yeah. Like minimum wage.
Okay.
Yeah, it roughly came out to.
And what else did you quit?
I quit running the Los Angeles WordPress meetup group.
And that was a volunteer thing, right?
That was a totally volunteer thing. And in fact, if anything, that group cost me money because sometimes I had to pay to rent venues.
Ah, and what else did you quit?
I quit renting the Los Angeles Advanced WordPress Meetup Group.
Jeez. Okay.
And I quit renting the jQuery LA Meetup Group.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just had so many things on my plate.
Is that even it?
It's possible that there's some other things I've quit.
Yeah,
that I quit last year that I forgot about.
But why? So, but you did all this stuff within a relatively short period of time. Like all of these things happened
within a couple months.
Within a couple months. Why did you decide to do all of that?
I took on all of those projects. And I was really excited about all of them at the time that I got started. And like, I didn't start all that stuff at once. I started one thing and then decided to add another and add another. And it got to a point where I was just doing all of that stuff and it was taking up so much of my time. And there were some other projects that I was interested in working on that I couldn't find the time for. And I was getting really frustrated about that. And then also starting to get really frustrated that I just never had any downtime, any time off, really. Like only maybe a couple hours a week that I had to myself. I just took a careful look at everything that I had on my plate and decided what I wanted to quit doing.
Yeah.
It's not that any of those things weren't important. They were all important. But it's just that they were less important to me at that time than the other stuff I wanted to work on. So those things just took a lower priority. You only get 168 hours in a week.
That's true.
You have to decide how you're going to spend that. And if you quit doing something, it doesn't mean you have to quit doing it forever. You could always go back.
So
rejoin something and start putting time toward it again in the future. You don't have to quit forever.
Now, you mentioned something that I find interesting. So with all the things that you quit, you mentioned that as you started each one of these ventures that you put so much time into, you mentioned that initially there was a great amount of enthusiasm and excitement as you got started with these things, right?
Yeah, all of them.
All of them. And at some point, that enthusiasm begins to dip and the excitement kind of begins to subside. And there's various factors for why that happens, right? What would you say some of those things are that kind of eat away at your enthusiasm for a given project that you're putting time into?
So I would say one thing is just being human and just having different interests, like different things that come up. I think it's pretty rare for somebody to have an interest in something that sustains over years and years and years. And like that WordPress group I had run for 7 years at the time I stepped down from it.
Right.
So that was a really good run. And I think another thing was the opportunity cost started to become greater as more opportunities and ideas came my way for things I wanted to do that I couldn't do because my time was already committed elsewhere. As time goes on, that opportunity cost just grows and grows.
Sure.
And eventually it just seems like it's too much to pay.
And you make such an excellent point. So what I was getting at is, and I think you kind of indirectly hit the nail on the head here, there's a number of projects we'll start out with that we are so invested in. We have a lot of enthusiasm for it. But, you know, as time goes on, we begin to lose that enthusiasm. And it could be because, you know, maybe we're pulled different directions. We start to lose interest. We don't see growth in what it is that we're doing. Like, we don't see what the other side of this investment will turn into, right? Or, as you said, as you noted, opportunity cost. You know, there's kind of a dip in there, a valley. And just to kind of give some more context to anyone who might be listening, you know, I read an old book by Seth Godin called The Dip, and it's a really, really short read. It's like 100 pages. I recommend checking it out. It kind of gives you some insight and also an opportunity to do some self-realization or reflection, whatever you want to call it, and really kind of figure out or assess, rather, am I doing too much stuff? Are the things that I'm doing things that I'm really excited about, things that I want to grow with or grow from? Because I think that has a lot to do with it too, right? Personal growth, personal enjoyment, whether or not it's professional pursuits or a personal hobby or something like that, you know, I think it's a good practice to take inventory and say, well, you know, I just inventoried my time and I realized I spend 20 hours a month on running this meetup group and it's a lot of work and I'm just not getting anything out of it. It just isn't working for me anymore.
Yeah, I think you just sometimes you just get kind of burned out on doing something.
Yeah, absolutely. And
you can just shift gears or you can just kind of step back for a while and then get back into it kind of refreshed.
You quit a bunch of things and, you know, I've kind of reduced some of my involvement with a few things too. You know, I used to do some coaching for runners, entry level to mid level runners at this running group and running shop that I've been a part of and affiliated with for a while. Last year, I decided I wasn't going to do that anymore. It's a huge time commitment, and I honestly felt a little selfish. I wanted to focus on my own running. I wanted to take care of myself, and I wanted to improve myself as a runner. I didn't want to focus on building other people up, which is kind of a selfish thing, but I'm entitled to that. You know, I get absolutely to be selfish. So that was kind of one big thing that I let go of. And I was doing a lot of talks as well. And I stepped back from that too, and just because I needed to take time to reflect on the things that I felt like I could talk about or wanted to talk about. And I still think I'm kind of doing that part too. And I'm okay with reclaiming some of that time.
And you can put it toward a new hobby or a new business venture or just getting more sleep.
Yeah, totally. Over the course of the last year, I have tried to refocus some of my efforts back inside the business and into building a product. And it's taken a long time to get it built, but this week we released a little add-on for a WordPress plugin called Ninja Forms. So I'm kind of doing a cheap plug here, but it basically integrates Ninja
I'll
Forms.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, well, thank you. No, it basically integrates Ninja Forms with ActiveCampaign. And that's been a long time coming. This is something that I've been on again, off again for the last year or so. And finally got it done.
Yay. Congratulations.
Thank you. In part, choosing to spend less time on other things gave me the space to spend on this. Does that make sense?
No, I think that makes absolute sense. There's David Allen, Getting Things Done, has a quote, "You have time to do anything, just not everything."
That's a really smart quote. So let's talk. Let's talk about things that possibly we could give up.
I think stuff that you could outsource, so that's one thing.
Giving up a little bit of control of the operational side of the business.
Finding somebody else to help you out with it. And then sure. If you've taken on things like you and I both have, organizing events, meetups, professional groups, things like that, or just being involved in maybe a local chamber of commerce or some kind of group like that, maybe you can look at your involvement there and see, is that still something that is making you happy? Is it moving your career or your business forward? Is it something that's still being helpful to you, or is there something else that you'd like to try?
I think for me, I'm thinking about it. What could I give up? And I do think that there's some operational stuff in my business that I could give up and get some help with. Like just someone like an assistant to manage incoming emails and things like that. Because I spend way too much time in email. And I get like a good amount of email, just like anyone else, but a lot of it requires timely responses. Having someone who can navigate that would free up so much time for me.
Definitely. Instead of having to be on it and monitoring it all day.
Correct. Yeah. That's one thing.
Yeah, there was a book I read a few years ago. I don't remember the name of it, but I remember the author is Charlie Gilkey.
Okay.
He had a way of organizing your to-do list where you put the items that directly earned you money was your first priority. So working on a website for a client who hired you to do it or something like that was first priority number one. Like that's the first thing you need to tackle every day. The second priority items were the things that didn't directly earn you money, but we're on the direct path of getting there, writing proposals, sending out contracts and sending out invoices, stuff like that. Not directly getting paid, but on the way to getting paid.
Right.
And then your third priority, like your lowest priority items, were the things that might eventually lead to getting paid. Being part of a professional group.
Right.
Networking on Twitter, hanging out in Facebook groups or LinkedIn groups, answering questions, being on Quora, answering questions, like all those things that are not directly earning you money and aren't on the path to directly earning you money, but might eventually pay off. And those were your lowest priority every day. So I think when you're looking at all the stuff you're doing in your business and just strictly business wise, like during business hours, what could you quit doing? I think you definitely need to look at that third tier. What could drop off there to make more room for the stuff that's directly making money or is directly on the way to making money?
Absolutely. And those are excellent points. I hadn't really thought of it in that specific way. I feel like there's stuff in my business that are kind of like low hanging fruit that I could take care of. The proposal writing, I don't do a ton of it, but it is kind of a necessary evil, mm-hmm. if you will, yep. if you want to get more business. And that's something that I could offload to someone. But, you know, I'm thinking too, are there certain things that I don't need to spend time on outside of work? And again, with the purpose of reclaiming that time for something a little more meaningful, that's something that I kind of go to as well. Ultimately, the things that I will end up quitting are going to have to do specifically with work, just like day-to-day stuff.
Yeah.
Like kind of leaving stuff up to an assistant again to kind of go through that email. That just seems like such a hot topic priority item to get right.
Yeah, definitely.
And whether that is bringing in an assistant or maybe adopting an alternative method of dealing with that inbox, that's the thing that jumps to mind right now. It's so funny.
That's probably a good thing for you to make a target for this week then.
Yeah. What about you, Natalie? What do you think you'll target? Are you going to go after those third tier things, or are there any other items that you think that you might want to drop off that don't have to do with work?
I am not sure. I kind of have to give this some thought because I so freshly quit so many things.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it has been a year. I'm sure that there is something that has crept back into my schedule that I'm just not thinking of right now.
Well, I know that, I'm going to bring up something.
Okay.
So
you see me doing something that you think I shouldn't be doing?
Well, no, but there is something that you and I both talked about doing this year, and it doesn't look like we are going to do it this year.
Yeah.
What am I referring to?
Website Weekend Los Angeles.
Website Weekend Los Angeles. I think we're both kind of, yeah, we don't really want to do it.
I wouldn't say that it's that I don't want to do it. I would just say there are other things on my plate that are a higher priority for me right now.
Okay, that's fair. And it's something that I would like to revisit. It's something that I would like to do because I do enjoy doing it. It's just, there is a lot of work associated.
It's a lot of work, yeah.
It's a lot of work, and I don't feel like I have the extra time to give to it.
See, here's the trick. You do have the time. It's just not a priority for you right now because you have the time to do anything.
Natalie. I really get so pissed off when you're so much wiser and smarter than I am, which means I'm perpetually pissed off the time.
Well, okay, this is just what it is that I've been actually working on this for about a year now, that I think that it's a really good habit to cultivate, to not say, I don't have time for that right now, because that's not true. That's not actually what's going on. And I think that what you should start saying instead is that's not a priority for me right now.
Yeah.
And paying attention also to how it feels to say that. Like, is that actually the truth, that that's not a priority for you right now?
Well, and it's a more active statement, too. It's like an active, definitive, like, this is not a priority. And, you know, that's it, like being active about a variety, just being active in my approach to everything, whether it's speaking, writing, doing, not doing. Just being active in my approach is something that I've been thinking about a lot. So I love that you said that.
Yeah, it's really easy to fall into thinking like, oh, well, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. And we're never thinking about how much of that is actually a choice.
Right.
Way more of it is a choice than we ever actually consider. So I just think if you can put yourself back in the driver's seat, back taking control of that, you'll be a lot happier and healthier and maybe make better decisions about where you're spending your time.
Absolutely. Because there's a finite amount of time that we have. We're all barreling to the end of it all. And
it's, that's a cheerful thought, Alex.
Well, look, we all are. You know, 98% of people die someday.
I'm pretty sure it's more. I think we've had this conversation before. I'm having deja vu.
Well, look, we probably have. You were wrong. I was right. That's how that went. But my point is that, you know, most people are going to die someday. And it's okay to say no. It's okay to turn stuff down. It's okay to let things go. It's okay to quit. Because sometimes things don't serve us anymore. Or sometimes the passion that we need to see a thing through just isn't there.
Yeah.
It's the kind of passion that breeds obsession. And obsession is kind of how we get good at stuff. That's how we achieve certain levels of mastery, by practice, near obsessive practice. I mean, that's how I've gotten good at certain things, just learning certain technologies, just by just tirelessly working at a thing. And it provides value. I make money doing this now. If I couldn't see my way through it, if I couldn't connect to the value, if I didn't have the passion for it, then I should quit. I should let it go.
Mm-hmm. So next week?
Natalie, I think it's time for us to quit this podcast.
I know. It's time for us to quit recording.
It's time for us to quit recording. Dear listeners, your
challenge.
It would
be hilarious if we just quit recording right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be really smart. Just like, boo. Dear listener, your challenge this week is to pick something that you can quit.
Yep.
Or, I mean, I don't want to say outsource because that's what last week was about. But really this week, it's like finding something that you can let go of.
Yep, that you can quit doing.
Yeah, quit doing. It's not that you're necessarily assigning it to someone else. It's like you're going to stop doing a thing. And it can be professional. It can be personal. It can be a hobby that you're just not into anymore. But let it go.
Yeah.
Actively let it go.
You started hating those violin lessons.
You take that violin and you punch it right in the face.
Violins don't have faces.
Whatever, Natalie. You know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah. Switch to ukulele.
Yeah. Get a uke. Get the uke. It's a time-honored instrument that all of your friends will love hearing, especially if you don't know how to sing.
At least a few of them.
Quit a thing. Become a quitter next week.
Be a quitter.
Be a quitter. Well, yeah, be a quitter this week. Be a quitter with us. Be a quitter like us.
Yeah, we're going to quit.
Let's quit together. Because people who quit together get more time. Together? I don't know.
Time back together. I don't know.
Reclaim your time.
You tried to make up another saying and it didn't work out.
I can't. I don't have a saying for this. Look, if everyone quit something, then there'd be a whole lot of time to do a whole lot of nothing. And isn't that really what we're all working toward?
Doing a whole lot of nothing?
And just making a living on it? And you
Who
know,
will my, pay me to do nothing?
My priorities might be a bit askew. But, yeah, so this week, you are doing nothing.
Yeah, literally. That's okay. The challenge. Just quit it.
Quit it.
Quit it.
All right, folks. So we're going to end it right there. Natalie, where can all of our listener and possibly new listener catch us on the web and everything?
We have our website at doweeklypodcast.com. We're on Instagram and Twitter at doweeklypodcast. And the Do Weekly Podcast is available to subscribe to on Blueberry, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio.
But don't try to download it on Spotify. Don't even think about it, because you know what?
They're not accepting any new podcasts right
I was
going
to say because they suck, and we didn't want to put our high-quality podcast on their crappy platform.
I'm sure that's what it is. Everyone would totes believe you.
Whatever. All right, folks. So this is Alex, the Devastator Champion of the People.
Oh, boy.
And this is my cohort, my co-conspirator, and every good reason to do a podcast. This is Natalie.
Yep, I'm Natalie.
And we'll see you here next week.
See you next week. What was that?
I don't know. It was just my sign-off sound.
You can't just let it be. You always have to make a sound.
But Natalie, that's my thing. Maybe that's the thing I quit.
Well, I'm going to put the music in.
You're not going to put the music in.
Yeah.
Okay, put the music in right here.